Harper One and Harper Audio present A Light in the Darkness, Black Holes, the Universe, and Us, by Heino Falke with Jörg Römer, translated by Marshall Yarbrough, read by Adam Werner. Forward. The release in April 2019 of the image of a huge black hole in the center of a distant galaxy rightly attracted a huge amount of attention and interest. This is the story of how that image came to be made. First, the gathering together of a group of scientists, astronomers and specialists and radio telescopes, radio receivers, and data processing. Then persuading the guardians of resources, money, radio telescopes, computing facilities, to release enough for this project. And last came making the observations and analyzing the data, producing the image. This account is written by one of the prime movers of the project, one who has had long involvement with it, and who lived it day in and day out, for some 20 years. Having worked on some international projects myself, I judge to be pretty accurate the old adage that the complexity of a project goes up as the cube of the number of partner organizations involved. Different bureaucratic methods, different backgrounds, different languages, different outlooks, and different goals all provide multiple pitfalls for the unwary project leader. This project resulted in a paper with 348 authors in 8 observatories on 4 continents, making the observations, and analyzing the data. The management of a project of this size, with undoubtedly numerous prima donnas, is an amazing achievement of its own. Those of us who worked in X-ray astronomy in the 1970s and 1980s quickly had to accept that black holes existed. Okay, those black holes are stellar mass, tiny compared with the ones at the centers of galaxies, but accepting the existence of black holes, accepting that this bit of physics is correct, was the big step. So having lived for some 50 years with these beasts, I am under-impressed by the excitement around the image of the black hole at the center of M87. But I am impressed that such a large group of scientists and other specialists can be pulled together and kept working together to achieve this image. Features of black holes, even if not named as such, have long fascinated us. Think of C.S. Lewis's The Lion, the Witch, and the Wardrobe. That wardrobe is what we would now call a space-time bridge, leading the children to a different world in a different season and at a different time of day. Space-time bridges could be formed if a black hole, which swallows things, could be connected to a white hole, which emits things. The connection was named a wormhole by John Wheeler. Alan Garner's Boneland, set near Jodrell Bank, also suggests some amazing distortions of space and time, although it does not explicitly invoke black holes, and there have been many books explaining the properties of black holes. Being an astrophysicist, one cannot totally avoid the big questions like, how or why was the universe created, and what is there after the death of the universe, and are there other universes? The yawning maw of a black hole reminds us that the universe is not cozy, and there is an embedded existential challenge. However, deadlines and other mundane things call, there is plenty to be getting on with, and so these questions may not occupy center stage in our minds for long. The universe appears to defy definitive description and full comprehension. Questions like, where did it come from, or why did it start, do not seem to have a scientific answer. Some of us believe in a God or even a creator God. Some don't. Some of us are Christian, some other religions, some none. However, it seems to me that ultimately we come to a point in our understanding or belief system or theology where we have to say we
Sample complete. Ready to continue?